you talk about the legacy, and there could certainly be no better time than to try and build on that. But is it right you're speaking at the same time as, unfortunately, we've scrapped compulsory PE lessons in schools?
Well, look, we haven't done that. You know, sport is part of the national curriculum, and we want schools to deliver sport, and I think that's very important. But frankly, you know, and we're putting a lot of money in. There's £1 billion going into school sport over the next 4 years. But frankly, if the only problem was money, you'd solve this with money. The only problem isn't money. The problem has been too many schools not wanting to have competitive sport, some teachers not really wanting to join in and play their part. And so if we want to have a great sporting legacy for our children, and I do, I've got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I want them to play competitive sport, and they want to play competitive sport, we've got to have an answer that brings the whole of society together to crack this. More competition, more competitiveness, more getting rid of the idea of all must win prizes and you can't have competitive sports day.
But surely they must do compulsory games, Prime Minister.
Yes, absolutely. That's right.
But they don't have to anymore.
No, every school has to deliver sport as part of the national curriculum. It is there. What the last government did that I think, you know, isn't right is if you just simply sit there in Whitehall and set a target but don't actually do anything to help schools meet it, you're not really solving the problem. In fact, by just saying, look, I want you to do this many hours a week, some schools think, right, as soon as I've hit that minimum requirement, I've ticked the box and I can give up. And if you look at the very best schools in terms of state school sport in our country, there'll be ones who often say, don't set minimum targets, actually challenge us to achieve more and more.